With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Winter weather could prove hazardous this weekend as many parts of the U.S. confront ongoing Arctic storms, a Lone Star State among those bracing for the impact.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is urging Texans to prepare now for the upcoming cold weather expected this weekend. Abbott and several agency heads held a press conference Friday, assuring residents that the power grid is ready and crews are prepared to respond quickly to any emergency. It was in 2021 that the Texas power grid could not keep up with demand during an Arctic blast, and many Texans lost power for days amid single-digit temperatures.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. The U.S. military has struck another Houthi-controlled site in Yemen that it had determined was putting commercial vessels at risk in the Red Sea.
The U.S. military said an American destroyer, the USS Carney, launched Tomahawk cruise missiles against the radar site in Yemen. The statement suggested this was not a new target, describing the strike as a follow-on action from the previous night's attacks. The Yemeni group's leaders vowed to take revenge on the US and Britain for the strikes carried out on their territory on Thursday night, strikes Washington said were intended to disrupt their ability to threaten shipping in a vital trade route.
That is BBC's Will Vernon reporting. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says since former President Trump is likely to be distracted by his numerous lawsuits this election year, it's vital he select a strong running mate.
So you do need a surrogate out there that's able to raise the money and to speak to a number of the issues that we will be facing in these next number of years.
Ernst told the Salem Radio Network this week it's important the VP candidate have a strong grasp of foreign affairs and national security, given the number of trouble spots overseas. This is SRN News. A new study takes a look at the spiritual beliefs of Americans' teens.
The numbers come from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, and they find that 69% of adolescents believe that, quote, God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. Just 35% of teenagers believe that sin is real, and just 25% of them have any faith in the Bible. CRC Director Dr. George Barna warns that the results do not bode well for the future of the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko has signed a law that significantly tightens control over various religious denominations and organizations. The measure mandates all denominations and ministries reapply for state recognition immediately, the latest step in a crackdown on dissent, which intensified after a disputed presidential election in 2020. This is SRN News. The Salem Radio Network, Joey Hudson says Nikki Haley may surprise some of her critics and do better than expected in the Iowa caucuses.
Well, it is going to be interesting to see how well Nikki Haley does. Of course, being from South Carolina myself, I've watched her over the years go from the state house to governor. No one thought she'd ever become governor.
Hudson also says there's a chance the caucuses will be complicated by the bad weather. Wholesale inflation fell for a third straight month.
The Labor Department says that its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, declined 0.1% from November to December after falling 0.1% in November and 0.4% in October. Measured year over year, producer prices rose by a mild 1% in December.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. More of these stories at srnnews.com.